The thing I believe in the most is not religion, not peace, not love. I believe in the right to live, to be the fullest being you can be. This is the one thing I believe in that allows me to try new things and fear nothing. Think now of your biggest and deepest fear, then look back and think of everything you have done in life. The accomplishments that you have succeeded in, and think, has my fear held me back from accomplishing more? When I was younger, I went through the time where I saw one of the only people I connected with fall into the arms of death. From that time on, I feared death. Not just me dying, but everyone I love around me dying. My fear of death has disappeared, because I believe that my life has those great moments that allows me to be at peace within it. The thought behind this belief came from my favorite movie, Coach Carter, where the coach, played by Samuel Jackson, tries to make kids that had no shot of ever succeeding understand how much they can achieve if they shut out society and all their fears. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others the permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. This quote describes my beliefs better than I ever could, because throughout the whole movie, the coach asks this one player, Timo Cruz, what his deepest fear is, and he had no answer. At the end of the movie, he came up with this quote. He identified his fear and chose to fight that fear of everyone thinking that because they are from a struggling society, they can't do anything. Timo Cruz went to college and he became a starting guard. Fears can take a person to hell and back, and that's why I believe everyone can fight their fears and become successful before they get engulfed into a world of pain and hatred.